Before we begin, a quick message for the grown-ups. If you'd like to support our podcast, enjoy ad-free listening, unlock our complete back catalog of stories, and more, you can join Sleep Tight Premium. Subscribe in just two taps via the link in the show notes. Now, here's a quick word from our sponsors. And now, on to our show. What if your ordinary house cat had an extraordinary secret? Susan thought Tucker was just a regular cat until he introduced her to Cat City, a magical world beneath her house. Now she's caught in an adventure where the stakes couldn't be higher. In The Rat King, the second book in the Adventures of Susan and Tucker series by Patty Larson, Susan's bad dreams turn out to be real. Kidnapped by enemies, it's up to Tucker, stuck in Cat City and facing the Rat King's forces, to rally the cats and save his best friend before it's too late. Packed with mystery, adventure, and heartwarming moments, The Rat King is perfect for readers who love daring heroes and thrilling twists. Find it wherever you buy your books. And don't forget to tune in to The Rat King podcast to experience the story in a whole new way. Follow the link in our show notes to learn more. The Rat King by Patty Larson. The rats have been defeated, and Susan has found Tucker. Kai tells Susan that there is still much to do, but she doesn't want to hear it. The Rat King, Chapter 22. Susan sat quietly next to Tucker, holding one of his paws as he slept. She did her very best not to cry too much, though enough tears fell that the square of quilt directly beneath her face was damp and dark from her weeping. He'd fallen into a deep and restful slumber the moment she'd laid him on his bed, and though she expected his parents, well, Cynthia at least, to make her leave, the white Persian surprised Susan with kindness. "He'll want you here when he wakes up," she said, her amber eyes sad. "Stay if you want. We'll bring you dinner later." Susan had sat there for what felt like a very long time, laying her head next to Tucker's a time or two, drifting into naps of her own that never lasted long. There was too much noise coming from down the hall as cats came and went, their voices carrying. But Susan didn't care what they had to say or what they were there for. She only cared about Tucker. When the door opened, she looked up, unsurprised to find George standing there. "Has he woken?" Tucker's dad didn't wait for an answer, crossing to Susan on soft paws, standing on his hind legs with his front feet next to her to check on his son. "Not yet," she whispered back, wiping at fresh tears. "Oh, George," she said in a faint wail. "He's lost so many lives. It's all my fault." Now, Susan," George said, jumping up into her lap to headbutt her gently. She wrapped her arms around him when he didn't protest and leaned her cheek against the top of his head as he began to purr. "Tucker is very brave and very strong. He has many more lives left, and with the rat threat contained and the spell that has kept us from seeing that threat gone thanks to you, there's nothing to worry about anymore." She wished she could believe that. "Council Leader Albert would like to see you." George looked up at her when she leaned away, sniffling. "I'll stay with Tucker if you'd like to go." She didn't want to, not really, and if it had been Cynthia who asked, she likely would have turned the counselor down. but George's kindness won her over, and she quickly rose and went to the door, pausing to watch as the big red cat curled up next to his son and began grooming his ears, purring deeply. With her friend in good paws, Susan found her way to the kitchen where Albert and Cynthia talked. They fell silent when she appeared, the big leader bowing his head to her. "I have something to show you," he said, "before you return above." She hadn't even thought about going home yet. "Tucker needs me." "It won't take long," he said, "and it might explain a few things for all of us." Reluctant but curious now, Susan agreed. He led her through the city, past her favorite statue and the fountain in the garden. Susan paused to touch the cheek of the girl and her cat, feeling the familiar tingle she now knew was the magic of the city saying hello. It comforted her, even though she hugged herself against the memory of taking the power from the rats. It was hard not to feel guilty about that. Yes, they'd attacked the city and the cats, but they'd just been doing as they were told. Like Susan and Tucker, none of this was their fault. So, who then was to blame? Albert led her up the wide stone steps of a tall building with large columns and a set of double doors leading into a towering entryway of polished marble. He didn't pause, walking straight ahead and through another set of doors under a matching set of rounded stairs into a vast room packed with books. "A library," Susan said, surprised by her delight. She loved books. "Indeed," Albert said. "This way." He carried on past the long tables and towering bookshelves to the very end of the room and another door. This one was white with gold paint and a round knob fit for a human hand. "If you don't mind." She turned it, more magic greeting her touch even as she realized why he asked. It tugged on her rainbow power, and when she let go of the knob, she had to rub her hand against her leg to make it stop tingling. "You couldn't open it," she said. "Only human power could," Albert agreed. "But there's a special book inside. I know we both will want to read from, now that I am able to remember." He entered immediately, Susan on his heels, the big cat fearless as he crossed into the faint light that cast a glow from the ceiling over a tall white pedestal. Susan stumbled to a halt as she stared. Rainbow magic pooled there, pulsing softly, almost like a heartbeat. What was this place? It took her a moment to realize the pedestal wasn't empty. There rested a large leather book. Susan had to step up on a stool that waited in front of it to look and found herself on her tiptoes, her fingers sliding over the leather, more magic waking as she flipped the cover up and over, heavy enough that it thudded as it landed, the binding creaking with age. "The Great Book of Sorcery," she read. "At last," Kai whispered, "the be-all and end-all." What did that mean? She didn't get to ask. "Left for us by the sorceress," Albert said, leaping up on the pedestal, just enough room left for him to perch next to the open tome. "It's always been here, Susan, and I knew it was here." He frowned then, rubbing at his nose with one paw. "I recall looking for it and then forgetting all about it, only to come seeking it again." He shook his head, sad, his ears sagging further than normal, whiskers in full droop. "I failed my people all this time." "It's not your fault," Susan said. "The humans were trying to protect you, but they went too far." And now she knew who to blame. "It's the sorceress's fault." Albert blinked slowly at her. Can you read it? She was very good at reading, surprised to find the book was in English. Or so the magic made it appear, she realized. The first page crinkled as she turned it, cracking on the edge and had her wincing and trying to be more careful. Creating the portal, she read, skimming the slanting handwriting beneath it, harder to read than the titles. The rat experiment. She shook her head and turned again. The gate making. Susan met his eyes again. This is history, not magic. Albert nodded. Now that we are able, we will learn from it, he said. Thank you, Susan. She wanted to stay and study it too, turning another page. A line caught her attention, something about failure, though it was hard to make out. Used it to protect the city. Susan sighed. I really don't think this is about the rats, Albert. But what were they protecting themselves from? Test on our own power. Lost so many but can't stop. Find an answer before the last of us is gone. Wait, hang on a minute. All we are in the heart of our city until it is done. The heart of their city? The pulse of the magic thudded around her, making her gasp. Albert, what happened to the sorceress? He shook his head. No one knows. She and her humans sent the city away when the traitor attacked. She and her people said they would find us, but they never did. They abandoned us, Susan, as we told you. We never knew what happened. That horrible feeling she had sometimes? She was learning to trust it. I don't think she left you at all, she whispered. Albert sat very still, eyes widening. What do you mean? Something happened, Susan said. Some kind of spell. But they didn't leave, Albert. They're still here. She stepped back and down from the book, looking around. Her heart now pounding in time with the pulsing power, the magic inside her whispering. So many voices. The rats, yes. Kai, of course. But there had been voices before that, from the moment she returned to Cat City. Begun with the magic waking and building now more than ever. They're trapped here, and they need us to get them out. And that is the end of this part. Good night. Sleep tight.